Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the flowers are beginning to bloom. As Lorenz Hart once said, spring is here, I hear. As we herald the start of a new season, I'll bring you some songs of springtime this hour. We'll hear some springtime songs from artists like Bing Crosby, June Christie, and Matt Dennis. Tony Bennett will take us on a springtime trip to Manhattan, and Fats Waller will give us some spring cleaning tips. All that and much more this hour. It's Songs of the Season, Spring, coming up next on Afterglow.
Will just believe in me.
A spring song where spring is just a metaphor for hope and joy. That was Diane Reeves with There'll Be Another Spring, a song written by Peggy Lee and Hubie Wheeler. That comes from the Grammy Award-winning soundtrack to the 2005 film Good Night and Good Luck. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, it's a salute to the songs of spring. Springtime songs from the Great American Songbook can be bright and cheery, much like the season itself, but they can also be tinged with melancholy. As we'll hear this hour, although love tends to bloom in spring, there are many songs about spring, broken hearts. But let's start with one of those cheerier spring songs. This one was written by Gene DePaul and Johnny Mercer for the 1954 film Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. It's a bouncy and joyful song, classic Johnny Mercer, and it's a surprise to me that it has not been performed that often by other artists. Here's a version from 1976. This is Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire from their duet album called A Couple of Song and Dance Men with Spring, Spring, Spring on Afterglow.
Oh, the barnyard is busy in a regular tizzy. And the obvious reason is because of the season. Ma Nature's lyrical with her yearly miracle. Spring, spring, spring.
All the hen folk are hatching while their men folk are scratching to ensure the survival of each brand new arrival. Each nest is twittering, they're all babysittering. Spring, spring, spring.
Why, it's a beehive of budding son and daughter life. Every family has plans in view.
Even down in the brook, the underwater life is forever blowing bubbles, too.
Little skylarks are larking, see them all double parking.
Cuddled up or playing possum, they're behind every blossom.
Even the bobolink
is merrily wobbling.
Spring, spring, spring.
In his hole, though the gopher seems a bit of a loafer, the industrious beaver puts it down to spring fever. While there's no antelope who feels that he can't elope. Spring, spring, spring.
Each cocoon has a tenant, so they hung out a pennant. Don't disturb, please, keep waiting, we're evacuating. This home's my mama's, I'll soon have my own domicile. Spring, spring, spring.
Even out in Australia, the kangaroos lay off butterfat and all French fries.
If their offspring are large, it might be dangerous. Why, they've just got to keep them pocket size.
Even though to each rabbit, spring is more like a habit.
Notwithstanding, the fact is they indulge in the practice.
Why, each day is Mother's Day.
The next day, some other's day.
Spring, spring, spring.
To itself each amoeba softly croons Ach du lieber, while the proud little termite feels as large as a worm might.
Old Papa Dragonfly is making his wagon fly. It's spring, spring, spring.
And from his eyrie, the eagle with his eagle eye gazes down across his eagle beak.
And affixing his lady with a legal eye scream, suppose we set the date this week.
Oh, yes, sirree, spring discloses that it's all one supposes.
Wagon tails, rubbing noses, but it's no bed of roses.
And if for the storkupine, consider the porcupine
who longs to cling.
Keeping company is tricky, it can get pretty sticky in the spring.
Spring, spring.
Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire together in 1976 with the song Spring, 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 written by Gene DePaul and Johnny Mercer for the 1954 film musical Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Speaking of spring songs written for film musicals, this next song is a classic from the 1945 Rodgers and Hammerstein film musical State Fair. The tune It Might As Well Be Spring, which won the Academy Award for Best Song that year, plays upon the idea of spring fever, the giddy restlessness the season often brings. New love is in the air, and while it may feel like spring, the Iowa State Fair, which is the setting of this musical, happens, in fact, every August. Here is Frank Sinatra in 1962 with Rodgers and Hammerstein's It Might As Well Be Spring on Afterglow.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams, spinning, spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
When lonely feelings chill the meadows of your mind, just think, if winter comes, can spring be far behind? Beneath the deepest snows, the secret of a rose is merely that it knows you must believe in spring. Just as a tree is sure its leaves will reappear, It knows its emptiness is just a time of year. The frozen mountain dreams of April's melting streams. How crystal clear it seems, you must believe in spring. You must believe in love and trust it's on its way. Just as the sleeping rose awaits the kiss of May. So in a world of snow, of things that come and go, where what you think you know you can't be certain of, you must believe in spring and love.
Two songs about the promise of spring. Just now we heard singer Jack Jones in 1998 from his album Jack Jones Paints a Tribute to Tony Bennett with You Must Believe in Spring. Music to that tune was written by Michelle Legrand with original English lyrics by Alan and Marilyn Bergman. Before that we heard Frank Sinatra from his 1962 album Sinatra and Strings with It Might as Well Be Spring, a classic tune by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. I haven't done an official count, but many, if not most, of the classic springtime songs from the Great American Songbook are tinged with melancholy, completely going against the more hopeful associations of the season. And this springtime irony occurs across all artistic genres. Poet T.S. Eliot opened his poem The Wasteland with the line, "April is the cruelest month." And that line inspired poet Fran Landesman to compose the lyrics to this next song. Here is singer Julie London in 1962 with Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most on Afterglow.
Once I was a sentimental thing, threw my heart away each spring. Now spring romance hasn't got a chance. Promise my first dance to winter. All I've got to show's a splinter for my little flame. Spring this year has got me feeling like a horse that never left the post. I lie in my room, staring up at the ceiling. Spring can really hang you up the most. College boys are writing songs in the tender passion they're engrossed. But I'm on the shelf like last year's Easter bonnets. Spring can really hang you up the most. Love came my way, I hoped it would last. We had our day, now that's all in the past. Spring came along, a season of song, full of sweet promise, but something went wrong. love seems sure around the new year. Now it's April, love is just a ghost. Spring arrived on time, only what became of you, dear? Spring can really hang you up the most. All alone, the party's over. Oh man, winter was a gracious host. But when you keep praying for snow to hide the clover, spring can really hang you up the most.
Two more melancholy spring songs, both recorded in the year 1962. Just now we heard Larez Alexandria with Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year, written by Frank Lesser. And before that, we heard Julie London with Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most, written by Tommy Wolfe and Fran Landesman. Let's liven things up a bit, shall we? These next two spring songs are all about the spring months. The first one in this set, April in Paris, was written in 1932 for the Broadway musical Walk a Little Faster. The lush, chromatic tension in the chords, as written by composer Vernon Duke, has a tinge of melancholy, but the song is made light and airy by Yip Harburg's romantic lyrics. Here is Billy Eckstein in 1952 with April in Paris on Afterglow.
April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever. Can I run to? What have you done to my
One morning in May, don't forget, dear, that one wonderful day when we met, dear. The world over was blue clover and hearts carefree and gay. One morning in May, oh, the rapture tonight, darling, I pray to recapture just one hour, just one flower from love's faded bouquet. Kisses that came with the flame of springtime, burning your name in my heart. Precious to me like a rosary. That we're apart. One morning in May to remember, though love smolders away to an ember and dreams perish, we'll still cherish that one. One morning in May. clover and hearts carefree and gay. One hour, just one flower from love's faded bouquet. Kisses that came with a flame of springtime, burning your name in my heart. They're so precious to me, like a rosary. Now that we're apart, one morning in May to remember, though love smolders away to an ember and dreams perish, we'll still cherish that one. One morning in May.
Two songs about spring months. Just now we heard Matt Monro in 1962 with Hoagie Carmichael and Mitchell Parrish's One Morning in May. Before that, Billy Eckstein in 1952 with Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg's April in Paris. We'll have more songs of the spring season in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been celebrating the songs of the spring season this hour on the show. Despite the spring season generally being full of cheer as we emerge from our winter cocoon, ironically, many of the songs of spring are a little on the sadder side. We'll hear a few of those sadder spring tunes in just a moment. But first, let's kick off this second half of the show with a lively springtime number. This next song was written by the duo of Bob Hames and Marty Clark, originally performed by Blossom Dearie in 1958. Here is cabaret singer Bobby Short in 1993 with They Say It's Spring on Afterglow.
They say it's spring, this feeling light as a feather. They say this thing, this magic we share together, came with the weather too. They say it's May that's made me daft as a daisy. It's May, they say, that gave the whole world this crazy, heavenly, hazy hue. I'm a lark on the wing, I'm the spark of a firefly's fling. Yet to me, this must be something more than a seasonal thing. Could it be spring? Those bells that I can hear ringing, it may be spring. But when the robin stops singing, you're what I'm clinging to. Though they They say it's spring, it's you. Perpetual thing. Did I need spring to bring the ring that I brought you? Though it was spring, that wondrous day that I caught you, darling, I thought we knew that it wasn't spring. No, it wasn't spring. No, it wasn't spring. It was you. You. It was you. C'était toi, chérie.
Yet hopeful spring tune. That was June Christie and guitarist Al Viola with the Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke song, Suddenly It's Spring. That comes from her 1963 album, The Intimate Miss Christie. Before that, singer Bobby Short with the happy-go-lucky tune, They Say It's Spring, off of his 1993 album, Swing That Music. Let's turn our attention now to some of those sadder springtime songs I mentioned earlier. This first one that I'll play recognizes that spring is typically a time for hope and love, but not when you're feeling sad and brokenhearted. Those feelings of joy can happen, well, some other spring. This is singer Dakota Staton in 1958 with the Arthur Herzog and Irene Kitchings tune, Some Other Spring, on Afterglow.
Some other spring I'll try to love. Now I still cling to faded blossoms, fresh when worn, left crushed and torn, like the love affair I mourn. Some other spring, when twilight fails, will the night bring another to me? Not your kind, but let me find. It's not true that love is blind. Sun shines around me, but deep in my heart, it's cold as ice. Love, once you found me, but can that story unfold twice? Some other spring will my heart wake, stirring to sing love's magic music, then forget the old duet and love in some other spring. Some other spring will my heart wake, stirring to sing love's magic music, then forget the old duet and love in some other spring.
Once there was a thing called spring, when the world was writing verses like yours and mine. All the lads and girls would sing when we sat at little tables and drank May wine. Now April, May, and June are sadly out of tune. Life has stuck a pin in the balloon. Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire, no ambition. Because nobody needs me. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here, I hear. Because nobody loves me. Spring is really here, I hear.
Singer Matt Dennis in 1957 with a melancholy spring tune that was the Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart tune Spring Is Here off of Dennis's album Play Melancholy Baby. Before that, Dakota Staton in 1958 with Some Other Spring, another melancholy spring tune, this one made famous by Billie Holiday. Let's play now a few springtime songs which are a little more off the beaten path. Whereas some spring songs, like Rodgers and Hart's Spring Is Here or Rodgers and Hammerstein's It Might As Well Be Spring, have been performed by literally hundreds of artists over the years, these next two tunes are ones that are really only associated with their original artists. Luckily, those original artists just happen to be two of the greats, Tony Bennett and Ella Fitzgerald. We'll start with Tony Bennett. Here is a single that he recorded in 1963, and a song that he was excited about recording because it painted his hometown of New York City in a positive light. This is Spring in Manhattan on Afterglow.
Spring in Manhattan starts after dark, after a lazy afternoon in Central Park. Washington Square may be where you'll feel her first warm touch. Down in the village, you'll find she may be much too much. Spring in Manhattan never stays long. Still, if you fall in love, she'll bless you with a song. And if you listen to every word, the song she'll sing will bring spring in Manhattan to stay all winter. Thank you.
I feel so lazy, can't do a thing. My mind is hazy, just like a smoke ring. I think of nothing but lying in the hay. I got the spring fever blue. The sun is shining right in my room. I feel like I was a man in the moon. I'm riding high on the clouds way up above. I got the spring fever blue. I wish that spring were back again to satisfy my lazy end. I miss those days of dreaming. Birds were nestling in the trees and leaves were swaying with the breeze. My heart would keep on beaming, oh, oh. I hope the south wind blows past my door and leaves me someone whom I can adore. I think of nothing but love and romance. I got the spring fever blues, I mean, I've got the spring fever blues. I wish that spring were back again to satisfy my lazy end. I'll miss those days of dreaming. If birds were nestling in the trees and leaves were swaying with the breeze, my heart would keep on beaming. Oh, I hope the south wind blows past my door and leaves me someone whom I can adore. I think of nothing but love and romance.
Ella Fitzgerald with Chick Webb and his orchestra in 1936, and the song I Got the Spring Fever Blues. Before that, another rare springtime tune, that was Tony Bennett in 1963 with Spring in Manhattan. I have one more spring tune for our Songs of the Season episode this hour, and as we brush away the blues of winter and make room for spring and all the joy and love it brings, it means that it's probably time for a little cleaning. So to close off this hour, we turn to singer and songwriter Fats Waller with some words of advice. This is Fats Waller in 1937 with the tune Spring Cleaning on Afterglow.
That ain't the cleaner. Head tears. Yes, yes. I'll polish the leaves, make them green again, shake out the trees. Change scene again, spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Sweep out the nook, down in lover's lane, turn on the brook, make it run again. Spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Dust off the wintry bowers, wash them off with April showers. Cover them with fragrant flowers, shine up the silvery moon. Cause you and I have a rendezvous under the sky, like we used to do, spring cleaning, get ready for love, yeah. Thank you. lady, we can't haul your ashes for 25 cents. That's bad business. But I'll tell you what we do. Dust off the wintry bowers. Wash them out with April showers. Cover them with fragrant flowers. Shine up the moon above. Cause you and I have a rendezvous under the sky. Like bees to spring cleaning. Get ready for love. Yes, yes. Yeah, that's the real cleaner. Vacuum.
Fats Waller in 1937 with Spring Cleaning, written by Leonard Whitcup, Teddy Powell, and Walter Samuels. And thanks for tuning in to this Songs of the Season Spring edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.